This is a News Laundry podcast and you're listening to Reporters Without Orders.
Hello, hello. Welcome to a very special episode of Reporters Without Orders. Now, in every episode, we usually discuss the stories of the week. But this one is very special because we at the News Laundry and the News Minute won a bunch of Ram Nath Goenka awards. So we thought we'll have a special show where we'll speak to the reporters who won the awards and also talk about their work. I'm Pooja Pasna, your host. And I'll quickly take you through a first round of introductions where we introduce each of our reporters. We'll start with the senior most, Hridesh Joshi, who's had a career in journalism spanning many decades. His focus is mostly on environment. He's been with many news organizations, including NDTV, not the Adani one, the good one, the one before that. Then we have with us Basant Kumar, who's been with News Laundry for over 5 years. Basant reports on a bunch of things, but he mostly focuses on politics. He's done a bunch of very good investigations. You can go and check out his work on the News Laundry website as well. Then we have Ayush Tiwari, who was with the News Laundry when the story was done. He's been with a bunch of other very, very good news organizations, including Morning Context. He's currently with The Scroll. Thank you for joining us. And from the News Minute, we have Balakrishna Ganeshan, who's done a whole bunch of things. He currently heads our features department, but he also focuses on caste and reports primarily from Telangana and Andhra, the Telugu states. Then we have our young, bright reporter, Azifa Fatima, who, if you speak to anybody, any editor in News Minute will tell you, is known for badgering her editors. You know, we get 20, 30 messages from her every day, but that's because she's so enthusiastic. She covers a whole bunch of things, including courts, environment, health, and also LGBTQI issues. So that was our first round of introductions. Congratulations to all our winners, but also congratulations to you, the viewer who is a supporter of the News Laundry and the News Minute, because if it wasn't for your support, these stories wouldn't be possible and these awards wouldn't be possible. So big congratulations and thank you to you. If you're not a subscriber, then you still have time. You can become one today. You can scan the QR code. You can click on this link in the description and you can also support independent journalism. Basant, hamare Hindi darshakon ke liye aapka kuch sandesh hai?
जो न्यूज़ लॉन्ड्री की रिपोर्ट मेरी और आयुष वाली थी वो एनएल सेना के तहत थी और एनएल सेना में ये होता है कि हम आइडिया बताते हैं जो सब्सक्राइबर हैं या जो सपोर्टर हैं जो न्यूज़ लॉन्ड्री को पसंद करते हैं वो उसमें कंट्रीब्यूट करते हैं तो एक बार फिर इलेक्शन आ रहा है हर बार हम चुनाव में जाते हैं और इस बार थोड़ा अलग होगा क्योंकि द न्यूज़ मिनट की टीम भी है और न्यूज़ लॉन्ड्री की टीम भी है तो हमारा सेना प्रोजेक्ट चल रहा है आप उसको सहयोग दें ताकि तमाम रिपोर्ट्स जो अब तक आप पढ़ रहे हैं वैसी रिपोर्ट्स आप तक पहुंचती रहे सपोर्ट करने के लिए newslaundry.com/sena पर जाएं
सो लाइक बसंत सेड मेक श्योर दैट यू डू योर बिट टू सपोर्ट आवर वर्क एंड वी प्रॉमिस फ्रॉम आवर साइड दैट वी विल कंटिन्यू डूइंग एक्सीलेंट वर्क एंड वी विल ओनली रिपोर्ट टू यू वी डोंट हैव एनी कॉर्पोरेट स्पॉन्सर्स वी डोंट रिपोर्ट टू एनी कंपनी सो लेट्स गेट ऑन टू इट लेट्स लुक एट द स्टोरीज दैट वन द अवार्ड्स विल स्टार्ट विद हृदेश सर स्टोरी सर आप हमें बताइए आपका स्टोरी क्या था और आपने ये मुद्दा क्यों चुना पहले
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल पूजा आई वांट टू से दैट यू हैव इंट्रोड्यूस्ड मी एज वन मोस्ट सीनियर रिपोर्टर बट आई वुड से अदर पीपल इंक्लूडिंग यू हु आर प्रेजेंट हियर दे आर फार मोर प्रॉमिसिंग एंड ब्राइट देन मी बिकॉज व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड इन 1998 वी डिड नॉट हैव दैट आई एम ऑनेस्ट नॉट बीइंग हंबल व्हेन आई से दिस वी डिड नॉट हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ यू नो अर्जेंसी एंड दिस मे बी बिकॉज ऑफ द यू नो बिकॉज ऑफ द बूम ऑफ सो मेनी डिफरेंट मीडियम्स ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन And also the awareness among youth. But these young, relatively young colleagues, when I see them, be in your newsroom, Balakrishna or Ms. Fatima, or here Ayush, who has done wonderful stories even during these electoral bond series, and Basant, who has been always, jise hum kehte hain, gobar patti ke patrakar hum log hain, cow belt ke patrakar, jahan hum we play with dust and sun every day. So, thank you for inviting me, and I'm really privileged to be with you today. This story of this award, which came my way, is for a documentary on arsenic problem. And we all know that in water quality index, India is in last 2-3 countries. In 2022 water quality index, if I remember it correctly, India was at 120th place out of 122 countries. So, हम नीचे से दूसरे तीसरे नंबर पे थे तो पानी हमारे यहाँ बहुत खराब है But arsenic problem, if you anyone studies, it is not that first time it happened, but I can say with some sense of proud that this was a documentary which went on News Laundry with the help of Thakur Foundation grant. We covered many states and it covered the problem from A to Z. All aspects of the problem were covered. We hundreds of documents we dig from the parliamentary websites, parliamentary questions, and we put scores of RTIs. I must thank my research colleague Suchak Patel for this. We worked for 4-5 months. So this, I briefly tell my our viewers that this was possible because we went scores of villages in 4-5 states, and today in India, out of 715 districts, 150 districts, government acknowledges in parliament they are affected with this problem. 250 million people are, you know, facing the threat of this problem. If we do not control this problem, this comes from the groundwater. In groundwater, we find arsenic, and wo arsenic jo hai, logo ko cripple kar deta, unki body ko khatam kar deta. Aur agar hum is samasya par, jis samasya se abhi 25 crore log, 250 million people are affected. If we do not curb it, after 50, 25, 30 or 20 years, 15 years, our young kids in villages, if you go, villages after villages, thousands of villages are facing the problem of liver, kidney, cancer, lung cancer, all kind of intestine cancer, these things. So, pura ka pura human resource cripple ho jayega. So, ye ek bahut badi samasya hai, jispe kai saalon se kaam chal raha hai. Ye problem groundwater ki wajah se hoti hai. Iske mitigation ke bhi bahut sare upay kiye gaye. बहुत कामयाब नहीं है, लेकिन लास्ट में आखिर में मैं कहूंगा, बाकी कोलीग्स फिर बोलेंगे, फिर हम आगे इस पे बात कर सकते हैं. प्रॉब्लम इसमें बड़ी ये हो गई है कि अब अगर आप उस इलाके में रहते हैं, इवन इफ यू लुक लिव इन अ एरिया वेयर देयर इज नो आर्सेनिक इन ग्राउंड वाटर, यू आर नॉट सेफ. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ द आर्सेनिक प्रॉब्लम इतनी बढ़ गई है, इट हैज कम इन द फूड चेन. तो जो खाना हम उगाते हैं, कृषि करते हैं, एग्रीकल्चर करते हैं, तो सारे एग्रीकल्चर प्रोडक्ट्स में आर्सेनिक के बहुत हाई लेवल रिकॉर्ड किए जा रहे हैं. अब वो अगर आप दिल्ली में रहते हैं या बेंगलोर में रहते हैं, अगर भागलपुर जो इलाका आर्सेनिक से प्रभावित है, वहां से आपका चावल आ रहा है या वहां से अनाज आ रहा है, तो आपकी बॉडी में जा रहा है, तो आपके भीतर भी आर्सेनिक के हिस्सा जा रहा है. सो दिस इज दैट्स व्हाई दिस स्टोरी वाज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, वेरी सेटिस्फैक्टरी वर्क, एंड दैट्स इट.
We'll talk more about, you know, how you went about the process of reporting in just a bit. But I'll also go to Bala now. Bala, Nazifa and Prajwal's work won in the civic reporting category. Bala, this was a 5-part series that you guys did. Tell us why you chose the topic of manual scavenging, because this is as old as time in India. Why is this such a relevant topic even today? Why did you choose this topic and how did you go about reporting it?
My primarily, yes, as you said, like, you know, people have often reported around it because it's such a, you know, important subject that, you know, it is actually, you know, terrible that, you know, we still have to report on this. But anyway, my primarily objective to look at this kind of, you know, manual scavenging primarily was about how the government, you know, started, you know, viewing manual scavenging as a practice. The policies had come which essentially said that, you know, there's no manual scavenging deaths at all. Like in Rajya Sabha and in the parliament, the government essentially said because they tweaked the definition of what constitutes a manual scavenging. So in that essence, they had like whatever previously would have been actually a death caused by, you know, through an act of manual scavenging. Now the government is saying that like probably to improve its credentials as a government which has put an end to this inhuman practice, they have tweaked the definition. So my interest was to understand this particular phenomena of like, you know, how the government is trying to hide this. And apart from that, I wanted to look at, see, we often talk about like, okay, this many deaths have happened and like, you know, what kind of compensation have been provided. But what kind of, you know, so the, you have the Ministry of Social, you know, the Social Welfare, they are supposed to rehabilitate. They have to actively identify the you know, communities which have been part of, you know, who have been traditionally you know, included like, you know, treated as manual scavengers, who have been engaged in that kind of profession. So they are like, the grant is also like, you know, they, like in each budget, the grant is also lessening. I mean, like, you know, decreasing. So I wanted to look at this particular part of like, you know, how the government is essentially trying to say that there's no manual scavenging there. And like parallelly, like by saying that, they're also reducing the grant, so which could uplift these communities. So that's where my interest started. Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of an ostrich syndrome, just, you know, bury your hand in the head in the sand and pretend like the you know, issue doesn't exist and hoping that it'll go away. It's an absolute shame that instead of actually addressing the issue, government is now fudging data. Azifa, you also worked in the story. You went on the ground. Tell me how difficult it was to report on such a heart-wrenching story from the ground.
One of the main things that, you know, we saw on the ground is that how people are not aware that what they're doing is in fact manual scavenging, at least in Kerala. So Kerala has this history of, you know, banning manual scavenging long before the Pan India ban, and I guess in 1982, if I'm not wrong, they banned in Kerala and all. So now the form has changed, and when I went to Kozhikode, from where the story was reported, we found that people don't consider it as manual scavenging. They consider it as tank cleaning, which essentially refers to septic tank. So when you go and when you watch these people cleaning the tank, we actually know that it is manual scavenging. And even when we try telling them, asking them, like, what are you doing? Like, do you know that this is banned? Or do you know you have, you know, you should be provided rehabilitation? They are like completely oblivious to that. And many of them, they travel abroad, they come back, and they're forced to do this work again because of the history. Like, they are not given any other jobs. And this was like primarily one of the challenges, to actually try to understand how to go about the story when they are claiming that it's not manual scavenging. We need government protection. We need insurance and everything for a banned practice. So this was like one of the main issues that we faced.
Yeah, a very, very complicated, layered issue that we see in every nook and corner. You can check out their work, their five-part series on the News Minute website. I will now, you know, we'll come back and chat more about, you know, what kind of things you found out. But let's look at the story that Ayush and Basant covered. Basant, pehle aap agar humko bata sakte, ye story aapne kyu chuna? Aravali mein jo land grabbing ka jo mudda hai, is baare mein aapne reporting kaise kiya?
अरावली में जैसे तमाम जो पहले रिपोर्ट्स पे बात हुई उस पर काम होता रहा है, तो अरावली में भी काम होता रहता था। सुप्रीम कोर्ट का एक ऑर्डर आया था, उसके बाद हमारी नज़र पड़ी कि हमें अरावली पे कुछ करना चाहिए, क्योंकि सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने एक ऑर्डर दिया था कि इन घरों को गिराया जाए, इन फार्म हाउस को खाली किया जाए। और ये ऑर्डर लगातार आते रहता है, ऐसा नहीं है कोई जो पर्यावरणविद होते हैं वो जाते हैं कोर्ट, उसके बाद सुप्रीम कोर्ट का ऑर्डर आता है, टूट जाता है, फिर बन जाता है। फिर हमने, मैंने और आयुष ने उस पर काम करना शुरू किया। हम अरावली में गए, हम डॉक्यूमेंट्स निकाले और फिर उसके ज़रिए तलाशने की कोशिश की कि कौन लोग हैं जो ये कर रहे हैं। और जब हमने उस डॉक्यूमेंट्स को पढ़ा तो मीडिया रिपोर्ट्स इस पर खबरें आती थी, लेकिन वो सब नाम नहीं थे जो हमको मिल रहे थे। उसमें एक बीजेपी के लीडर थे जो पूर्व में पर्यावरण मंत्री रहे हैं, मतलब खुद एनवायरमेंट मिनिस्टर रहे हैं। उनका 11 एकड़ था ना, 11 एकड़ से बड़ा एक फार्म हाउस था अरावली में। तो ऐसे हमें कांग्रेस के भी लीडर मिले और लीडर्स मिले, तो हमें हैरानी होती गई कि जिनको, जिनकी जिम्मेदारी है अरावली को बचाने की, पॉलिटिशियन हो गए या पर्यावरण मंत्री हो गए, वो खुद ही वहाँ ज़मीन कब्जा रहे हैं। फिर हमने देखा कि जब हम स्टोरी पर काम करने लगे तो हमने देखा कि एक और ट्रेंड हमें मिला कि गौशाला के नाम पे, मंदिर के नाम पे, अरावली के बिल्कुल अंदर लोगों ने काफ़ी ज़्यादा ज़मीन कब्जा लिया है, कोई इसको हटा भी नहीं सकता। फार्म हाउसेस गिरा दिए जाते हैं लेकिन उन मंदिर को या गौशाला को नहीं गिराया जाता। जब हमने इस पर काम किया, जब ये चीज़ें मिलने लगी, तो फिर हमने इसको रिपोर्ट किया। और क्यों किया? क्योंकि इन्वायरमेंट तो सबसे बड़ा मसला ही हमारे दौर में, और अरावली नहीं होने पे, अरावली को जिस तरीके से ख़त्म करने की कोशिश की जा रही है, तो दिल्ली को काफ़ी नुकसान हो सकता है, उत्तर भारत को। तो इसलिए हमने सोचा कि ये इस पे काम करना चाहिए और डिटेल में करना चाहिए।
एक और छोटा सवाल आपसे, आपको क्या लगता है, आपने अभी बताया कि दूसरे न्यूज़ चैनल्स, न्यूज़ ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस ने भी रिपोर्ट किया था इस बारे में, पर नाम रिपोर्ट नहीं किया था। तो जानबूझ के उन्होंने, इन लोगों का जो नेता थे उनका नाम छुपाया उन्होंने, कि आपको लगता है कि उनको वहां तक गए भी नहीं?
नहीं नहीं अगर वो कोशिश करते, हम लोगों ने भी कोशिश की, हम दिल्ली में बैठे हैं, फरीदाबाद और गुड़गांव के अरावली में जाके ढूंढते थे, तो अगर हमें मिल गया तो वो जो स्थानीय रिपोर्टर हैं जो जो गुड़गांव में या फरीदाबाद में ही रिपोर्टिंग करते हैं, उनको तो ज़्यादा पता होगा हमारी तुलना में। तो वो पावरफुल लोग हैं, वो जिस पॉलिटिशियन के हम जिक्र करें वो फरीदाबाद के ही हैं, वो कैबिनेट मिनिस्टर हैं बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट में, खट्टर गवर्नमेंट में, पिछले से पिछले बार मतलब जब खट्टर गवर्नमेंट आई थी हरियाणा में। कांग्रेस के लीडर हैं जो कैबिनेट मिनिस्टर हैं वो फरीदाबाद से ही विधायक थे, तो नाम तो पता ही होगा, लेकिन वही कि वो पावरफुल लोग हैं, बाकी लोगों का नाम आ जाता था लेकिन उनका नाम नहीं आता था। एक बहुत बड़ी यूनिवर्सिटी है वहाँ पे, उसका भी नाम बेहद कम आता था, जबकि उन पे सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने बताया था कि इस यूनिवर्सिटी का जो स्कूल है वो अरावली की ज़मीन पर बना हुआ है, MBN स्कूल है। तो नाम तो पता ही होगा, लेकिन वही कि प्रभाव और अखबारों का जो विज्ञापन मॉडल है, जिस जो हमारा मॉडल नहीं है, तो वो भी एक वजह है कि वहाँ से विज्ञापन भी आते हैं, सरकार भी वहाँ पे बीजेपी की है, कांग्रेस के एक भी नेता थे तो कांग्रेस की भी रही होगी, इसलिए शायद अखबार वाले नहीं लिख पाते।
Yeah, that's more of a reason why you need to support independent news organizations. Perfect time to plug in our pitch as well. Ayush, tell us, you know, for people like me sitting in Bangalore and, you know, Bala sitting in Hyderabad, tell us why this is so important, right? Why is the fact that there is encroachment happening in Aravali so crucial for the very, very delicate ecosystem of the Northern Plains?
So if you look at the map of India, especially North India, you would see that a part of it is green, what Hidesh ji bahut acche se unhone bola ki gobar patti, the cow belt, and a part of it is a little yellow, which is what we the Rajasthan sort of area. And the reason why that yellow has not taken over the entire North Indian landscape and that green has not disappeared is because of the Aravallis. It's because the Aravallis protect that desertification to go from the west to the east. And when we were trying to do this story, the Haryana government was trying to amend the laws that protect those mountains. And it was egregious because that amendment said that those mountains will probably not even be recognized as forests. So, you know, what is obviously when you go there is a forest would not be in law a forest, and the Supreme Court had to put a stay. And if a state government, Haryana is a state where the forest cover is one of the lowest in the country. If a state like that, where the green cover is already shedding and it stands to lose a lot from desertification, if the government can amend a law so egregiously, then it sets a precedent, and that precedent can then become a normal throughout the entire country. So if in the southern India you have the Nilgiris or you have the Western Ghats, and so it would be a matter of time before the first domino falls. So looking at Aravallis and trying to understand why this ecology is so crucial for us as people, and this is something that is predates a lot of politics, a lot of even history. This is something that is the natural world around us, and once that goes away, then it opens up sort I think opportunities for a lot of commercial and political interests to enter and then ransack forests in a similar way.
Right. There was another story from the News Minute that won in the politics category. Prajwal Bhatt could not be here with us, but he won two Goenkas, by the way. He was also part of the team with Azifa and Bala, and he also won for his coverage of the Udupi hijab issue. I'm sure all of you remember 2022. There in Karnataka, there were mass protests across the state in universities and colleges. One section of students led by the ABVP were protesting against a smaller section of young women who wanted to wear hijab inside classrooms. So Prajwal was one of the first reporters to be on the ground. He was on ground zero. In fact, that very college where the issue started, Prajwal almost got arrested because he was trying to speak to the students, and the college wanted to book him for trespassing. But he did not let go of the issue. He kept at it during the protests. He went beyond the noise, kind of pieced together how they were all being organized by a small section. It's not as if the entire college was in on it. You can go and check out his work, both text stories as well as video stories that he's done on the News Minute website. Okay, things have gotten a little serious. I know that we're speaking about very, very important stories, but let's kind of try and get a sense of all of you what it was like you know, when you were getting that award, what was the speech like by Nitin Gadkari? Who wants to go first? Vasan, aapko kya laga? Gadkari ji ka jo bhashan tha, aapne suna, relevant laga aapko?
बातें तो अच्छी की थी पर वो प्रैक्टिकल नहीं होता है. इमरजेंसी के दौर को याद किया, मीडिया को लेकर, फिर उन्होंने भी कहा कि विचारधारा में हमें नहीं बटना चाहिए, हमें देश को लेकर या ऐसे, पर वही है कि प्रैक्टिकल नहीं दिखता. प्रैक्टिकल में आप देखिए भारत में मीडिया का जो मीडिया की जो स्थिति है कितनी नीचे जा रही है लगातार. सरकार, अनुराग ठाकुर केंद्रीय मंत्री हैं, वो बार बार पार्लियामेंट में भी कहते हैं कि जो ये डेटा आता है हम उसको नहीं मानते हैं, लेकिन नहीं मानने से सच्चाई तो नहीं छुपती है ना. किस तरीके से मीडिया आजकल काम कर रहा है, लास्ट वीक जो आप हम सब इलेक्टोरल बॉन्ड पे खबर कर रहे हैं, जिस दिन ये डेटा आया उस दिन एक भारत का सबसे बड़ा अखबार है, सबसे ज़्यादा पढ़े जाने वाला अखबार, फ्रंट पेज पे कोने में खबर थी. तो मीडिया को किस तरीके से खबरों को दबाया जा रहा है, खबरों को डाइवर्ट कर दिया जा रहा है. तो वो बातें अच्छी की उन्होंने, पर बात सबसे अच्छी बात जो इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के एडिटर हैं उन्होंने की, और वो पहली बार नहीं हर बार, और हम सबको इंतजार था कि वो आज क्या बोलेंगे, और जब बोले तो मजा आ गया सुन के.
Absolutely, I was coming to that next. Siddhesh ji, आपको क्या लगा? You know, the speech that he gives every year is, you know, packed with punches. वो चिल्लाते नहीं है, दूसरे जो एडिटर्स रहते हैं जो हर रोज आके चिल्लाते हैं टीवी चैनल्स पे, पर उनका जो बात करने का जो तरीका रहता है, लाइक एक हफ्ते तक हम बस सोचते रह जाते कि इतना अच्छे से उन्होंने जो बोला, इतना इम्पैक्टफुली बात किया उन्होंने. आपको क्या लगा इस बार का जो स्पीच था उस बारे में, क्या क्या ओपिनियन है आपका?
मैं ये मानता हूँ कि राजकमल झा ने बहुत, जो एक संपादक की गरिमा है उसके हिसाब से बहुत अच्छी इनकी स्पीच थी. लेकिन उससे पहले मैं गडकरी साहब की स्पीच के बारे में एक बात कहना चाहता हूँ. उन्होंने जो कहा, और जिस राज्य से मैं आता हूँ उत्तराखंड से, वो उत्तराखंड कोई भी जाके देखे या हिमाचल कोई भी जाके देखे, हमने पूरी सीरीज न्यूज लॉन्ड्री पे की थी, तो हम कहते हैं ना कि द प्रूफ ऑफ द पुडिंग इज इन द ईटिंग. कि अभी आपने कितना अच्छा केक बनाया है, वो उसका मजा तब है जब वो खाने में भी वैसा लगे, खाली बातों से न लगे अच्छा. तो सारे नॉर्म्स जो है उत्तराखंड में तोड़े गए हैं, सड़क बनाने से लेकर बहुत सारे कामों तक के लिए, और उसमें गडकरी साहब का मंत्रालय भी बहुत सारे कार्य उनके अंतर्गत आते हैं. इसी तरह से हिमाचल में भी बहुत सारे काम ऐसे हो रहे हैं जिसमें उनका मंत्रालय भी है और दूसरे मंत्रालय भी है. तो जाने या अनजाने में जो भी हो रहा है, सरकार इस जिम्मेदारी को जब भी उनके सामने लाया जाता है, जैसे अभी छोटी सी बात मैं और कहूंगा, जो अरावली को मैंने कई सालों तक कवर किया, अरावली की इस इंपॉर्टेंस को सरकार कभी मानने को तैयार नहीं होती. वो एयर क्वालिटी इंडेक्स को मानने को तैयार नहीं होती कि भारत का सबसे ज्यादा है, तो वो कैसे इस बात को मानेगी? अरावली जो गुजरात से शुरू होती है और दिल्ली में रायसेना हिल तक फैली हुई है, ये अरावली की जो जियोलॉजी है, जो पहाड़ी है, वो सिर्फ एक पहाड़ी नहीं है, वो एक पूरी इकोलॉजी है, कई प्राणियों का घर है, और वो थार रेगिस्तान से जो अंधड़ तूफान आते हैं, जो आने वाले वक्त में और ज्यादा होंगे एक्सट्रीम वेदर के कारण, उनके लिए एक दीवार की तरह काम करती. तो हम हमेशा इन्वायरमेंट को एक इम्पेडिमेंट मानते हैं डेवलपमेंट के लिए. वी थिंक दैट इट मिलिटेट्स अगेंस्ट द डेवलपमेंट, बट इट डजंट, एक्चुअली इट इज एन एसेट. तो इस बात को कई बार, जैसे मैं को एक उनका बयान याद आता है गडकरी साहब का, जब उन्होंने, हम हिमाचल में थे, तो उनका एक बयान था जो हमने यूज भी किया अपनी स्टोरी में. वो कहते थे मेरे को इस नदी को खोदने दो और मैं दोनों ओर इतनी तगड़ी दीवार बनाऊंगा कि नदी कहीं जाएगी नहीं. और नदी का नाम ब्यास है. कोई भी आदमी जिसने ब्यास रिवर को देखा होगा वो अपने सपने में भी ये बात नहीं कह सकता है. किसी छोटी छोटी जलधाराएं भी जो है उनको आप बांध नहीं सकते हो, ये नेचर का नियम है. वो अपना रास्ता बना लेती हैं आप उनके चारों ओर. और ये अगर आप जाएंगे, मैं बहुत लंबी बात हो जाएगी, अगर आप हिस्ट्री पढ़ेंगे बिहार में, जो बांध बनाने का जो तरीका था, अंग्रेजों ने कभी इसको स्वीकार नहीं किया, क्योंकि उन्हें पता था बांध से मेरा मतलब है कि रोकना, ऑब्स्ट्रक्शन खड़े करना पानी के रास्ते. उन्होंने कहा कि नहीं, ये काम नहीं आएगा. बाद में भले और लोगों ने किया. तो एनी सेंसिबल पर्सन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स द इंजीनियरिंग, अंडरस्टैंड्स द इकोलॉजी, विल नेवर डू व्हाट द गवर्नमेंट हैज बीन डूइंग. कमिंग बैक टू राजकमल झा, यस, गुड दैट इतने प्रेशर के बावजूद, इतनी समस्याओं के बावजूद, अगर संपादक कुछ ऐसी बातें करते हैं तो उससे हौसला बढ़ता है और उससे दूसरे लोगों को भी सीखने को मिलता है. और अच्छी बात है कि उन्होंने उन लोगों के आगे कही ये बात, जो लोग वास्तव में, वो मालिक की जब उन्होंने बात कही कि कुछ मालिक इतने ज्यादा कंफर्टेबल हैं इस पॉस्चर में कि जब वो खड़े होते हैं तो शायद उन्हें तकलीफ होती है, तो ऐसे कुछ मालिक वहां बैठे हुए भी थे. इट वॉज गुड टू हियर एंड इट वॉज समथिंग वेरी वेरी आई मीन एक्सिलरेटिंग.
Absolutely. Bala, tell us how difficult it is to report from, you know, the two states that you mostly report from, that is Telangana and Andhra. because, you know, there's a lot of talk about freedom of press in the northern parts, but Telugu states too are not great. You know, the politicians are not great when it comes to interacting with the media, right? What do you think? How difficult is it?
Yeah, unfortunately, post 2014, I mean, that's how I can put it, because post 2014, everything changed, like how elections are fought, how political strategies are formed, everything. So in prior to 2014, we had effective campaign against like targeting journalists like Barkha and Brajit Sardesai and many more, saying that they're all secularist or whatever, like, you know, that's a slander they use, right, for being secular. So essentially a particular group targeted them and started discrediting their entire work. There is nothing, they can't find exactly fault with their reportage, with their, you know, stories. But what they essentially tried doing was slander them, call them names, and so you create an atmosphere saying that, you know, you should never follow these kind of journalists. It's all not based on facts. So something similar, once you set that kind of precedence, like, you know, others are quick to follow. And similar thing is happening in Andhra Pradesh. In Andhra Pradesh, you see whatever strategy the BJP had followed, the same thing has the YSRCP has followed, saying that any media which is, speaking facts or not reporting which according to their convenience, they are quick to label them as yellow media, saying that, and we are a part of a, you know, group belonging to the opposition. So
yellow media, for those who are not familiar, yellow is the TDP color. So when they say yellow media, there is a pun also there.
And you can see, the language, it is, everything has, It is quite scary in Andhra Pradesh, the kind of daily harassment, I mean, it's cyberbullying happens because you have a contrarian view. It's quite recently, a woman who's actually a YSRCP supporter, and I'm not just blaming YSRCP, every other party has now understood how this entire thing works. So everyone is using internet as a means to propagate, and that propagation includes a lot of fabrication, lies, outright lies, and targeted harassment. So this is a kind of environment, we are like, even journalists, it's quite common for like journalists to be targeted, particularly women journalists, because it is easy to defame a women journalist by making all kinds of insinuations, right? One journalist, women journalist, who was actually, it was part of her job that, you know, she gets to know the MP well. It was part of her program. But her proximity to the leader in question became a subject of ridicule, making all kinds of vile propaganda against her. Eventually, the government had to intervene and a case had to be filed. So these kind of it's quite a disheartening thing.
It gets more and more challenging for journalists, particularly, like you said, women journalists, because the attacks come from all sides. But I want to actually try and see if we can find a silver lining. Azifa, you're a young journalist, young woman journalist. What does an award like this mean to you? How does it kind of renew your hope in journalism, perhaps?
Yeah, it's kind of, being young, and most of my reportings are from rural areas, if you might have seen. So it's kind of like people don't take you so seriously when you do these reportings. They're like, what do you know? Or how will you report on this kind of talk? So at the end of the day, you can't get angry or you can't shout at them. I'm just like, okay, let's do the story. Let's see. But when such a piece comes up and there is like recognition for it, and it means that, okay, fine, you know, you don't have to necessarily prove to anyone that you can do your job, but at the end of the day, you do the story, then what follows will follow. So that is a kind of thing that kept going on in my mind. And still, like, when you go to the ground, when I go to the ground, especially for political stories or crime stories, especially, people don't take, I feel that people don't take me seriously, or they feel that I get too scared on seeing these people or whatever. It's a big thing. Like, when I ask a question or something, this recently I went to a story on Puducherry, and the police continuously made it a point to look at the camera person and talk, and he was not even holding a camera. He was just standing near me instead of talking to me. So these are the things that happen almost everywhere, but still, you know, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's something we've all faced, and it doesn't get easier. No matter how many years you put on the field, there are still some men who think that just by the virtue of you being a woman, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? It's something we all face. Basant, aapko bhi aisa aapne dekha hai? Aap jab reporting karne jaate hai, to aapko dekh ke assume kar lete ki aap young ho, aapko pata nahi hoga, to aapko aise hum jo mansplaining bolte hai, aapko bhi aise samjhaya jata hai, nahi, aise sawal nahi pucha jata hai, aise bolna chahiye. आपने भी देखा है सब?
शुरुआती दौर में तो थोड़ा बहुत होता ही है कि आप कॉलेज से निकल के आए हैं, और तब थोड़ा हम अग्रेसिव भी होते हैं सवाल पूछने में. वो एक अब थोड़ा अनुभव के साथ हमारे सवाल पूछने में भी बदलाव आता है. तो जब कॉलेज से आए थे तब अग्रेसिव होकर सवाल पूछते थे, लगता था देश बदलना है. तब थोड़ा बहुत हुआ, लेकिन अब नहीं होता. अब तो हम खुद ही इतने अच्छे से पूछते हैं कि सामने वाला ना चाहते हुए भी जवाब देगा, और वो जो जवाब जो सच है वही बोलेगा अगर वो बोलना चाहता है तो.
Ayush, I want to just take one comment from you on your story, which was a combination of documents, right? Going through, poring over lots of documents, and then connecting it to real life faces, people, right? How difficult was it to one track that entire thing and then make the connection?
Frankly, not very difficult, because when the part of the Ravalis that we focused on falls not very far from where we are based. So we live in Delhi, and the Ravalis end in, you know, the ridge area, which is 20 kilometers. So we were not traveling very great distances while we were going to the ground. And also credits to the bureaucrat, the forest official who made those documents, despite the sort of legalese of laws, you know, it was written very plain tabular form with good information packed into, you know, different tables and slots. So the, in a way, I remember we actually even met the forest official who was responsible for a lot of conservation efforts that were still going on in the Aravallis, which only goes to show that despite the government or commercial interest, there are always people even within the system who work to be on the good side of things. And when we went on the ground, you know, the challenges were the simple challenges of reporting as a profession. You know, you have to show up in a village where you've never been, and people you've never met, and a climate and a sort of culture you don't know about. And in a matter of hours or in a matter of days, you have to find out sort of a lot of things about these people and then sort of have a coherent narrative. So I think we could read the documents, but going and being in places again and again, day after day, speaking to people and trying to understand certain things. And of course, when one of the stories which involved this mountain of garbage, which has caused the cases of cancer in a nearby village to go up, again, you know, there was a lot of jargon around how waste is managed and how waste is transported, which we had to go through. But, you know, you just have to stick with it and not give up. And thankfully, Basant is someone who's always good to count on in these situations, because I'm always the impatient one. And he has been a journalist longer than me, and he's more experienced, and he's the one who's usually the wiser one between two of us. So all in all, luckily, what seemed daunting was not as daunting when we got it done.
Yeah, good teamwork. But what was it like when you did get
the one? हालांकि मेरी स्टोरी आर्सेनिक पर थी, मैं मुझे अरावलियों बोलने में ज्यादा मजा आ रहा है इस वक्त. वो ये कि यू नो, चाहे जर्नलिज्म हो चाहे अरावली हो, देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ होप. और मैं तो इसलिए कह रहा हूँ क्योंकि मैंने शुरुआत में भी जैसा कहा, आई वांट टू रिपीट दैट द यंग जर्नलिस्ट आई वर्क विद, दे आर मोर प्रॉमिसिंग एंड शार्पर एंड दे आर मोर एंटरप्राइजिंग. अरावली में बहुत कुछ बर्बाद हुआ है, पर अरावली ने एक उम्मीद भी दी है. अगर आप, मैं जो दिल्ली आना चाहते हैं, अगर आप लोग भी घूमने के लिए, तो अरावली बायोडाइवर्सिटी पार्क अगर आप जाएंगे, मैंने उस पर पूरा एक वीडियो किया है और आज मैं उसे रिकमेंड भी करूंगा, 10 मिनट का करीब वीडियो है, 10 मिनट से ज्यादा का. वो ये बताता है नेचर की सबसे अच्छी बात ये होती है कि नेचर में, अभी हम जैसा आप देख रहे हैं चेर्नोबिल जो हुआ था घटना रशिया में, वहां पर भी अगर आप छोड़ दिया जाए नेचर को, तो नेचर के भीतर अपने आप को रिजुविनेट करने की बहुत ही अमेजिंग पावर होती है. और उन्होंने वहां, विजय धस्माना एक क्यूरेटर हैं, उन्होंने अरावली बायोडाइवर्सिटी पार्क जो काफी बड़ा फैला हुआ है उसमें उन्होंने उन्हीं प्रजातियों को, उन्हीं स्पीशीज को लगाया जो स्पीशीज वहां पर हुआ करती थी, मिट्टी की जांच करके उस जगह की, और आज वो एक घना जंगल बन चुका है. इट्स लंग वहां पर जो दे रहा है पूरी पावर उसको. तो ये भी एक बहुत उम्मीद की बात है, अगर सरकार थोड़ा सा सहयोग करे और लोग पूरी ताकत से खड़े हो जाएं, तो इन चीजों को बहुत बचाया भी जा सकता है. तो ऐसे में ये रिपोर्ट जो इन्होंने की है, आयुष ने, बसंत ने, या दूसरे पत्रकार जो कर रहे हैं, वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट हो जाते.
बिल्कुल, इट ऑल्सो कॉल्स अटेंशन टू व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, सो दैट पीपल, यू नो, चेंज कैन बिगिन ओनली व्हेन पीपल एक्नॉलेज व्हाट इज गोइंग रॉन्ग. So Ayush, in that sense, I want to quickly get in also a word from you, what it felt like when you were given the award, you know, the speeches that you heard, your contemporaries, you know, what was that like for you?
It's good. I think it makes you feel a little, you know, it for once a reporter might feel that, okay, all is not lost, or people at least read what you say. And when you meet others, they say, oh, I read something you did. And that can be a story you thought no one ever paid attention to. So in terms of getting a little credit for a day in a year, it was a great event. An award, I don't make much of it. It's a nice trophy. My mother loves it, but that is all it is to me.
Yeah, someone's excited. At least your mother is. But, you know, since you did say that there are other stories that you've done that you thought should have won, maybe we can get to that part of the show where you recommend something else. So what, two parts here, which other story that you've done do you recommend that our viewers today should go and read or watch? And also, what are you watching these days on OTT? What are you reading? Tell us, leave us with your recommendation.
I mean, we've done a story, we've done a series together on Ayodhya from 2021, which was it's 2 months later, but since the Pran Pratishthan happened and probably more politics might happen on it. Yesterday, Yogi ji said ki Ayodhya mein Diwali aayi hai, Mathura mein Holi aayegi. So we did a story uncovering the land deals 2 years ago, and that sort of started the whole process of journalist looking into how shady the transactions of the Ram Mandir Trust were. So, I mean, that's the story I thought we would win but did not win. And I'm reading a very interesting book by this man called, he's dead, called William Shirer, called The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. He was an American journalist in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. And he saw everything not as someone, a historian who would go back to documents and try to find the truth, but he was there when it was happening. And 15 years after the Second World War, he wrote a book about his experiences reporting on Nazi Germany. And I was struck by the fact that even though he's an amazing journalist, he missed the biggest story of his times. The entire book does not mention Holocaust even once. So he had no idea it was happening, which also shows that as good as you can be, you can always miss the big picture. So that's the book I'm reading, and it's a classic now, and I would suggest anyone to pick it up.
Fantastic. Basant, aap kya recommend karna chahenge? Kya padh rahe, kya dekh rahe OTT pe?
Main abhi ek Hindi ke bade jaane mane editor rahe hain, Prabhas Joshi, jo Indian Express ka Hindi version hai, Jansatta, uske founder editor the. Unka ek, unhone jo lekh likha tha, articles likhe the Jansatta mein, 2000 से 2009 के बीच, उसका एक संग्रह आया है राजकमल पब्लिकेशन से, वो मैं पढ़ रहा हूँ. उसका नाम है 21वीं सदी का पहला दशक. तो ये उन्होंने लिखा है, कई सारे लेख हैं वो अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी की सरकार के दौरान के, फिर UPA 1 के दौरान के, तो वो मैं पढ़ रहा हूँ.
जी हृदयशी, आप क्या रिकमेंड करना चाहेंगे? वन ऑफ कोर्स इज योर डॉक्यूमेंट्री दैट वी पुट द लिंक इन द डिस्क्रिप्शन, वी वुड अर्ज पीपल टू गो एंड वॉच इट. But tell our viewers what else you think they should read this week or watch.
That documentary is a bit of grim work. So it's good if people watch and enrich them about that problem. But the video I told you, I did it for Deutsche Welle, that I'll share, that how Arawali, part of Arawali was rejuvenated by a curator by putting the same species which were growing there many years back. That is one. We will share the link. And one is the book of a writer who lives in your city, Bangalore, Dr. Ramchandra Guha. This book, Cooking of Books. And this book, also because I'm translating this book in English, one of the passion I have developed, I translate the books, which I think Hindi readers should also read. A little part of tricky part is that Hindi readers also read directly English books. So in Hindi, we don't read much. So one book I last year translated is Bob Bill Atkins. He lives in Missouri, his travelogue. That's called Footloose in Himalaya. That book is translated under the name Atkin Ka Himalaya, but this book will come by the end of the year. This is a wonderful book in a way that how people go around telling everything which they do day by day, minute by minute on Twitter, social media. But here is the editor of this author, Ramchandra Guha, who is so introvert that he doesn't want to communicate with the people. He only talks with them through via emails or, communication happens like this. So somewhere Mukul Keshwan says that he doesn't like the living people, that editor. He's so introvert that he converses with their disembodied emails. He likes Beethoven also because Beethoven is dead. So it is a wonderful book I am reading these days. So I think enough recommendation. I have not many, but I think for now these are enough.
What do you think, Azifa?
My recommendation for my story that you asked, I would suggest Access Denied, that series where we worked on three stories on health. So that I would recommend that. And regarding the book, I'm reading this wonderful essay collection by Anne Patchett. It's called These Precious Days. She has written a bunch of essays about several things like friendship, family, work, and how writing works. So which is like the best essay in that book. So yeah, that is a book that I would recommend.
Bala, your recommendations for the week?
Yeah, so I'm actually watching, I just started watching first episode of The Three Body Problem yesterday.
I had to turn it off after a while. It was very intense for me.
Yeah, so I mean, I was really hooked. I really like watching that. But yeah, book-wise, I'm juggling between two books actually, because one is too academic. It's called Geeta Press and the Making of Hindu India. So quite a nice book. If you want to understand Hindu nationalism and the formations of various organizations like Arya Samaj and the differences within Arya Samaj, the Hindu Mahasabha, if you have to understand the origins of these organizations, if you have to precisely understand how different are the, each organization, because I think most of them are like, most organizations, if they are, fighting for the Hindutva cause, they are all bracketed under the same, they're viewed in the same lens. But within these groups, there are like a lot of differences, and how they overcome those differences and all, it has a good history to it. So if someone is really, he really wants to know how this Hindu nationalism project began, they can absolutely go for that book. And the other book which I read, because I find this one a little too academic, and so I'm reading this Seven Moons of Mali by this Sri Lankan writer. So it's quite a nice book about it largely deals with the civil war in Sri Lanka, and how he looks at the civil war also is a very interesting choice. So yeah, it actually won a Booker Prize. So I'm sure many are familiar with that book.
Right. From my end, three-part recommendation: a book that you can read and you should read, in my opinion, Love Jihad and Other Fictions, written by Srinivasan Jain, Malyam, and Supriya Sharma. I am reading it, and it's not a very big book, but it's thoroughly researched, and you absolutely should read, because if you're like us and you're spammed with false WhatsApp messages from family groups and RWA groups, this will help you counter them. Second recommendation is the series on Netflix. It's an 8-part series called The Gentleman. It's created by Guy Ritchie. It was a quick watch. I enjoyed it. It was a good break for me from work. And I would also urge our viewers to go and read a 2-part series by Raj Shekhar on Vantara. You know, the cost of this private zoo that Ambani's youngest kid, I'm sure you all caught that pre-wedding bash, but read this 2-part series to understand what the cost of it was on ecology, on those animals, and also just how laws were tweaked, you know, in different countries to make this private zoo happen. Okay, so let me just quickly also remind the viewers that, you know, we are coming up with News Laundry and News Minute. We have come up with many verticals, different topics for the coverage of Lok Sabha elections. You can go check it out and see what interests you. We're looking at issues like women and politics. We're looking at you know, communalism. So see what, you know, piques your interest. And of course, the most important is the money part of it. We've been trying to track money in elections, in politics. And the first step towards that was a project Electoral Bond, where we went through the data painstakingly and we've put together a bunch of stories, both videos and text stories. Make sure you catch that and you also become a contributor, Basant.
Ji, News Laundry or News Minute या दूसरे जो media organization हैं, जो independent हैं, उनको सहयोग करें, क्योंकि अभी हाल ही में electoral bond आया और आप देखिए कि media से वो खबर गायब ही कर दी गई. हमारे साथ आयुष बैठे हुए हैं, पूजा बैठी हुई हैं और प्रतीक गोयल हैं, या News Minute, Scroll और News Laundry के कई reporters हैं जो लगातार उस पर काम कर रहे हैं. आयुष की अभी कोटक महिंद्रा पे एक रिपोर्ट आई है, उसके पहले DLF पर आई. सुनील भारती पे एक रिपोर्ट आई है कि कैसे उन्होंने जब संचार के लिए पूरा रूल बदल रहा था, उस वक्त उन्होंने बीजेपी को डोनेशन दिया. ये हम इसलिए कर पाती हैं ये तमाम रिपोर्ट्स क्योंकि हमें कोई रोकने वाला नहीं है, और हमें कोई किसी भी जर्नलिस्ट को या किसी भी मीडिया ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को तभी रोका जाता है जब वो आप पे डिपेंडेंट हो. यानी विज्ञापन अगर उधर से रुक जाए तो संस्थानों का काम नहीं चलेगा. इसलिए न्यूज़ लॉन्ड्री या न्यूज़ मिनट हम सब विज्ञापन नहीं लेते, हम आपके सहयोग से काम करते हैं. तो आप अपना सहयोग बनाए रखें ताकि जिन चीज़ों पे पर्दा डाला जा रहा है हम पर्दा हटा दें. और इसीलिए जो चुनाव करीब है और न्यूज़ लॉन्ड्री और न्यूज़ मिनट की टीम इस बार 7 ग्राउंड पर उतरेगी, तो हमारा सेना प्रोजेक्ट चल रहा है. आप newslaundry.com पर जाएं और जो भी आपको पसंद आए उस सेना में अपना कंट्रीब्यूशन दें ताकि हम रिपोर्ट्स आप तक पहुंचा सके.
बिल्कुल. कैन यू इमेजिन इफ यू वर टेकिंग मनी फ्रॉम लेट्स से मेघा इंजीनियरिंग, तो हम कर पाते ये स्टोरी? बिल्कुल नहीं, बिकॉज वीड बी स्केर्ड दैट द मनी विल गो. और इफ यू वर टेकिंग गवर्नमेंट एड्स फॉर एग्जांपल, देन वी वुड बी डूइंग वर्क इन देयर फेवर, लाइक यू कैन सी ऑन न्यूज चैनल्स डे इन एंड डे आउट. सो द ओनली पीपल दैट वी वर्क फॉर इज यू, सो वी नीड योर सपोर्ट. As I wrap up, I once again congratulate all of you, those who have powered our work through any kind of contribution. And I will once again appeal that you continue supporting us in whatever way you can, so that next year we have not 6, but 8, 10, 15 people who won awards like the Ramnath Goenka. So guys, congratulations once again. And all of viewers, thank you for joining us today.
News Laundry is possible because of our paying subscribers. We don't run on corporate or government ads. You too can be part of changing the news model. Go to newslaundry.com/subscription. Be a part of the community that pays to keep news independent. For the smoothest News Laundry experience, download our app, watch our shows, listen to our podcasts, read our reports, stay informed, pay for news, protect democracy, save the world.